The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, coming into summer, there's always the emphasis on getting outdoors, eating good food and trying to be the very best version of yourself. My next guest promotes the idea of self-love, specifically when it comes to food. After all, eating good food and fueling your body is possibly one of the best things you can do for yourself. I'm joined now by author and vegan chef Holly White. Her book is called Vegan-ish. It's still in all good bookshops. Holly, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Now, eating is a form of self-love.
Yes.
So as I tuck into that chocolate cake and that lovely pizza with pepperoni on top, I'm loving myself. I'm loving it, by the way.
Absolutely. I think the key thing is if that's something that makes you happy, whereas I suppose for me, I would have grown up where kind of culturally there was a huge emphasis on junk food, fast food, and I had to be honest with myself at a certain point in my life when I had to go, actually, that doesn't agree with me at all. And a lot of, say, my teens and 20s would have involved meeting up with friends outside certain fast food restaurants, and I'd come home feeling absolutely terrible. And it was only when I turned 31 that I started to look into the connection with environmental and animal agriculture and the connection there, yeah, and also my personal health, that I became vegan. And if I'm honest, felt like I gained a new lease of life.
Okay, now some people become vegan on principle. They don't like factory farming.
Yes.
They are squeamish about, you know, what it has to be done to produce the bacon in your burger or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But you're saying that your body was telling you before this is wrong for you.
Yeah, if I'm honest, I would have had a huge amount of symptoms such as, you know, brain fog, a lot of, you know, bloating issues, digestive issues, exhaustion as well. And if I'm honest, I just didn't feel well eating what was a very typical diet. But I kind of had that very traditional kind of, this is what's good, you need meat and two veg. And it was very isolating as well. So say, for example, the first time I tried to become vegan, I was a student in Trinity College. And, you know, college is a time where you're supposed to be essentially maybe making new connections. And I remember sitting, eating cucumber sandwiches alone, bored, no one to connect with, and I gave up very quickly. Whereas thankfully now there are many more resources available to people if they choose this way of life.
Do you think that the vegan offering, shall we say, has changed, advanced a lot over the years?
I'd like to think so. I mean, I think there are different clients that I work with. One of my main clients that I work with is Compass Ireland, and they do workplace food. And one of the key things that I find is in busy working environments, how people connect, how we come together. You know, whatever's going on in the day, we can all agree that a good meal can really do us good. So I work within certain workplace environments, elevating the vegan option. So if there is someone like me, and I think back to myself when I was 18, if there is someone who's feeling isolated, who wants to sit at the table with everyone else, at least there is a vegan option. It's important to also emphasize that I eat this way by choice, but plenty of people might be intolerant to eggs or dairy or just not be able to digest certain kind of foods. And the most important thing is to not make them feel left out.
When you entitle your book Vegan-ish, I mean, yes, what is ish?
I think the most important thing is not everyone wants to identify as vegan. Some people might dabble, like we're very familiar with the idea of a meat-free Monday. I think, again, from whether it is reducing budget for personal health reasons or environmental reasons, ideally it is nice to not think that every meal should constitute around having meat as a centerpiece.
Yeah. Now, people have favourite foods and maybe they think, I'll go vegan, and then someone says, well, if you're a vegan, you can't have that lovely cheese,
yeah,
that you normally like. There is a vegan cheese, but in truth, it's not a patch on the one that you used to like.
I know, and I agree with you. I think that a lot of our food, you know, you have to look at this as an entire lifestyle change. And what I say to people, because, say, on my website, there is a platform whereby people can subscribe and they get monthly just cooking lessons. Because, say, for example, with me, I learn by watching. So I film these lessons in my kitchen and I try and show people one new recipe a month that they can take home. And it's about saying, okay, it's cheese. What is it that specifically that you're missing? Or maybe someone says, do you know what, I really miss, like, fried chicken. And you go, okay, well, can I take the seasonings? Can I take the texture? Can I take the breadcrumb? Can I take mayonnaise? Can I put it into a bun? And then it's like a chicken sandwich. A lot of the time with food, it's evocative of whether it's memories or textures, and you can replicate them in a plant-based way.
So something like spaghetti bolognese.
Yes.
How do you replicate that?
Well, actually, I'm quite excited because next weekend at Wellfest on Sunday, I will be showing people how to make a lentil bolognese, which is a really, really good kind of a fail-safe dish because, again, no one within my family or that I'm in relationship with would in any way sort of identify as vegan. But again, when dishes are tasty, when they're familiar, a lot of people can collectively enjoy. So with the lentil bolognese, Most importantly, it's very cost effective to make. Gram per gram, also lentils contain more protein than beef. So you are checking that kind of protein box because people will go, where are you getting your protein?
So the essential taste of a spaghetti bolognese, besides the taste of the meat,
yes.
You're looking at garlic and you're looking at tomatoes and onions.
Yes, and then there's a secret ingredient. You're using a really good stock, which is important, but also miso paste is a great kind of way of injecting a sort of an umami kind of a flavour into things. Because again, with vegan proteins like tofu, tempeh, lentils, beans, they're very bland. So you do need to, I say to people, the best thing you can do is spend 20 euros and buy all the spices you can find. You do need to get into seasons, marinades, you know, whether it's soy sauce or things like that, just to inject more flavour.
Yeah. Now, we're always told that the best thing to do is to eat local. And yet, a lot of people, their food is coming from the far-flung corners of the earth.
Yes.
You know, whether you're having avocados or maybe you're having almond milk. And the almonds might be farmed in California where the almond farming is causing a drought. I mean, you've got all these guilt trips being visited upon you. And the idea that if you eat local, well, here you'll eat beef and lamb and cabbage and potatoes and a few other root vegetables, parsnips and carrots. And that basically, if you want to be truly true to your island,
yes,
that's what you eat.
Yeah, but I think it would also be important to kind of reflect on where is the soy that's feeding those cattle coming from as well. And also one of the things that's really exciting within the Irish food industry is seeing how many Irish producers are producing their own vegan alternatives. Say, for example, there are certain products such as different kind of pudding variations that are actually made with plant-based proteins and then have the same flavourings. There's different Irish brands of oat milk as well, which is wonderful. So I actually think it's a really creative time, and as I said, there is a market there that needs to be met. And as again, whether it is people that are intolerant to eggs, dairy, or it's a personal preference, like from whether it's a business point of view, you can't ignore this market. It's not a trend, it's not a fad, and it's not a phase.
Next weekend you're going to be at Wellfest.
I am. I'm very excited. I'm hoping for a sunny day. It's my first time to be there.
Okay, and it's on Saturday and Sunday at the Royal Hospital in Kilmainham.
Yes.
You're on the Sunday, is it?
I'm on the Sunday cookery stage, 12 o'clock.
Very good. I'm not sure I'll be there. I might be. If I am, I'll certainly look out for you, Holly, because I want to taste that spaghetti bolognese.
Absolutely.
When you cook it. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Holly White, author of Veganish and Vegan Chef.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.